But do we not have the ability to act ourselves and rescind it ourselves? In my mind, the Lakota Alliance that convened this summit here, Mato Paca, and your allies, which we would be honored to consider ourselves as such under the Continental Alliance of the Confederation of the Eagle and Condor, in my mind, you have that authority here to assert that that doctrine of discovery is nullified in the territories treaty. And if that could be a consideration for the wording to go forward from here, it would be something I know that our Altepet, they say nation, Altepet of the Iscaloteca, which is where we come to represent here among you, that we would support that among all of the other things that are going to have to be done, even here and even in the courthouse over there, or in Rome, or in the Church of England, in all other places. But we have to start from some place. We are here in that place, the way I see it, the way I feel it, the way I understand it. And when I see you, I see the ones that are the ones. You have that treaty, 1868. You have the position of superiority. You have the superseding sovereignty. It's not just you have a sovereignty. You have the superseding sovereignty. Why? Because you took that jurisdiction and that flag from them. And you, from what little I understand, common sense, little bit of it that I might have, you have that right and authority. I would just make that forward, bring it forward for the consideration just to that. Therefore, how many fours are there? There's four. But anyway, I think that's, I would like to have some discussion on that and perhaps consideration of this council gathered that this is the now, this is the time to do that. Not just support something to be done, but to do it and to use the treaty territory as the foundation for that position. Then to go and inform and invite the other nations, we are take this stand. It's the same stand again. But now in a global, in the whole world, the same position. Thank you for your kind consideration.